حضور السلام علیکم.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ.
حضور، اور کرسچن فرینڈز دے بلیو دیٹ بائی ایکسیپٹنگ جیسس کرائسٹ فار سیویئر دے آر انشورڈ اے پلیس ان ہیون، اینڈ دے آلسو سے دیٹ یو مسلم ہیو نو سچ انشورنس آر ایشورنس فرام اینی بڈی. So what can we answer about it?
Because they don't have any insurance or assurance either.
But they claim they have.
They may claim, but some Muslims also claim that when we believe in some, even not even Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in some ordinary peer, they say then we are forgiven. So what of claims? You can't judge serious matters of life just by comparing claims. And for such a claim, which is so important to us for the life to come, there has to be some cogent, palpable proof.
But there are some sayings of Jesus Christ in the Holy Bible.
Which are they?
For instance, I am the way and I am the
life. But that is everywhere common. In every religion, this sentence is found either together or separately. It is only the interpretation of it which gives a wrong significance to it according to them. The fact is that what is Sirat al-Mustaqim? The way. Ahadu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is declared as Vasila in the Holy Quran. What is that? A way. So, I am the way is also the claim of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the way. In fact, every prophet comes to call people to some way. And when a prophet says, I am the way, that means that you can reach your God through me, that is following me. This is the common sense, the sensible interpretation of this. So, any other sense interpretation which is not sensible and which does not fall into step with such declarations made in other religions will not be acceptable. Because if this explanation which they gave is correct, then in every religion you will have to accept the same explanation. So in that case it will not be a singular claim made by Christianity alone. It would be a common claim made by every religion.
Yeah, but in their case, that claim is made by Son of God Himself.
Pardon?
That claim, according to the Christians, is made by the Son of God Himself.
No, that is not the point. This is how they prove that He is Son of God. That is a different question that you can handle separately. There are so many so-called sons mentioned in the Bible, not only Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, so many others you should remember. Isaac is declared to be the one and the only son, the first begotten, in fact. And so are others who are declared as first begotten. So how many sons would they believe?
Well, according to the Bible, every person living here is son of God.
Yes, yeah. You know that, sir. Why are you asking?
No, what I was saying is that according to...
Children of Israel, what is children? Sons and daughters.
Yes.
And also...
All the sinners.
Also, the son of Adam, who was expelled, excommunicated and sent out, read that chapter where sons of God are told to marrying daughters of men. So that is...
Sir, what I meant was that... The Christian claims that because this claim is made by the Son of God Himself, so it is more significant.
No, this is not what they say. This is what you are saying. I have discussed this with them. They never say this. They don't know what our answer will be. They think that they have come out with something so singular that no person would have an answer to it. So if we tell them that this is the explanation and this is something common, nothing to be proud of, they are generally nonplussed. So that claim first is to be verified. If your friend has come out with the same answer, which I doubt, then you can always fight the battle on this ground. And for that you are well armed, of course. As you yourself mentioned, every human being then turns out to be son or daughter of God, or a eunuch of God.